suggestions include DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
65 degrees in Topeka, 66 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06, and you're listening to KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too. They are listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also stream both KPR 1 and KPR 2 services.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th, live from the Dole Institute. More at DoleInstitute.org.
We'll get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. Just about 6 minutes from now, we are going to hear a story from our good friend Savannah Hawley Bates over at KCUR, talking about public transit in and around Kansas City during the FIFA World Cup. And then at 4:15, we have a special presentation. The FIFA World Cup, of course, coming to Kansas City, and one Kansas teacher is making sure her students know what exactly is happening.
It's the biggest soccer thing in the world.
We'll hear more about how local students are becoming experts on the different countries coming to play in Kansas City this summer. That is coming up at 3:44 right here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Weather-wise, pretty nice for this time of year. Partly cloudy skies tonight. 40% chance of showers after midnight, lows around 50. Tomorrow we have a 40% chance of showers and storms with highs in the lower 60s. 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the lower 50s. 70% chance of showers and storms Friday morning. Highs topping out around 70 will be closer to seasonal temperatures over the weekend.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
These are lifted and there is no agreement. We can have a frozen conflict, but we have to get past this stage that we're in right now.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next at 65 degrees in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
With what he wanted most.
Putin's visit came just days after President Trump's own trip to Beijing, though a Kremlin spokesperson says there is no link between the visits. Putin wanted to increase energy exports to China on this trip. Russia has become more economically reliant on China since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And China is also keen to take more Russian energy supplies because the Strait of Hormuz is still effectively closed. But a gas pipeline project from Russia to China has been stalled over gas prices and other key issues. Chinese state media has not mentioned any major oil and gas deal signed between Russia and China. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, Shanghai.
Well, stocks rallied on Wall Street today as oil prices fell about 5%, but still well above the $70 level before the war. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas gubernatorial candidate Vicki Schmidt says she wants someone with agriculture experience to be her running mate, and that is why she is picking Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland to be her lieutenant governor. Newland previously served as a representative in the Kansas State House before he became president of Farm Bureau. Newland announced earlier this week that he will resign June 1st as Farm Bureau president to become Schmidt's running mate. Schmidt, who currently serves as the state's insurance commissioner, says Newland brings a wealth of experience working with the ag community to her campaign.
Most, if not all, farmers and ranchers already know Joe, and they know that he always looks out for them.
Schmidt says if she becomes governor, she will appoint Newland to serve as her agriculture secretary. Democratic candidate Ethan Corson announced today that Renee Duxler of Salina will be his running mate, and his fellow Democrat Cindy Holscher announced last week that Casey Ohabasim of Wichita is her choice for lieutenant governor. The University of Kansas Hospital Authority is suing CVS, alleging the pharmacy company and its subsidiaries diverted more than $61 million from the hospital. Beck Shackelford Wanganga reports.
The 340B drug discount program is a federal system. It requires drug companies to lower the cost of medications for healthcare organizations that serve low-income patients. The lawsuit alleges CVS Health Corporation and its subsidiaries secretly kept almost $62 million of savings from the 340B program. The suit also alleges that when the hospital asked for an audit of CVS records, the company retaliated by terminating the agreement with KU. A CVS representative said the company doesn't comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
An invasive worm has been reported in nearly 40 states, including Kansas. Gardeners are saying it's up to them to prevent the spread. Experts say jumping worms are a threat to ecosystems because they spread quickly, they eat up organic matter in soil, and leave behind waste that makes it hard for seedlings to grow. Mary Spies, a gardener from St. Louis, Missouri, says people need to be cautious when trading plants.
You have to wash the roots off and get rid of all of the dirt. These cocoons are like smaller than a pinhead. You have no idea that there's not a cocoon in the dirt that's still collecting on these roots.
Spies says gardeners should continue to take precautions even if they think they've gotten rid of the worms. Washing gardening tools and cleaning shoe treads can also help prevent the spread of the jumping worms. 40% chance of showers late tonight with a low around 50. 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 60s. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered.
DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kids around the Kansas City area are gearing up for a summer break like no other, thanks to the FIFA World Cup coming to town next month. KCUR's Jody Fortino has more on how one local elementary school teacher is making sure students know what to expect from the world's biggest soccer tournament and the different cultures that make it happen.
The hallway to Nancy Smith's class.
And I'm going to ask my dad if I can go, because he knows I like soccer.
But regardless of whether they make it to a match, Smith says she hopes the students take away an important lesson.
We should always appreciate the differences in other cultures, but we should also celebrate the differences and celebrate the things that are same.
And not everybody gets to travel the globe, so Smith hopes she's found a way to bring the world to her students. I'm Jody Fortino.
The first World Cup match being played in Kansas City will take place on June 16th. Reigning champion Argentina taking on Algeria, which has made Lawrence its home base for the duration of the tournament. If you'd like to hear this story again or share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. or at 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 in Lawrence and 96.1 in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, news headlines at 4:01. Then at just about 4:10, the United States has brought criminal charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro in connection with the 1996 downing of two American aircraft.
Nations and their leaders cannot be permitted to target Americans, kill them, and not face accountability.
More on this historic indictment from Ada Peralta coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peraspera, Kansas History Podcast, presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery. Hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is KPR.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock to hear the news that matters. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Alchio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Emporia. It's 4 o'clock.
.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
66 degrees in Topeka, 65 here in Lawrence. The time is 4:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Yes.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. We will, at 4:36, get you results of the Georgia primary. Took place yesterday. Then some sad news. Former legislator Barney Frank has died. The longtime Democratic congressman from Massachusetts brought new visibility to gay rights. He also helped craft significant changes to the financial system, some of the most important in a generation. So the legacy of Barney Frank, we're going to be talking about it coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MySallysOnline.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight, 40% chance of showers late, lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and storms, highs in the lower 60s, 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
66 degrees in Topeka, 66 in Manhattan, 64 in Emporia. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. The time is 20 minutes past 4.
Get past this stage that we're in right now.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. We have news headlines coming up in 40 seconds. It is 66 degrees in Topeka, 65 in Lawrence, 61 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
But will still cast his ballot for him in November.
I don't have the confidence I would like to have in Brian Fitzpatrick, but he's a Republican, and you know, even a bad Republican is better to me, hate to say it, than a Democrat.
Fitzpatrick, who often ranks among the most bipartisan members of Congress, ran unopposed in the Republican primary.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Multiple candidates for governor are naming running mates as the June 1st filing deadline approaches. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher chose State Representative K.C. Ohabasim from Wichita. The two lawmakers have plenty of experience working together at the Kansas State House. Holscher and Ohabasim were office mates when they were first elected to the Kansas House of Representatives in 2016. They say school funding and affordable housing are two main issues they're focusing on. Ohabasim says he also wants lawmakers to stay out of local school district curriculum decisions.
In some cases, we've not been doing a good job in terms of staying in our lane with respect to that.
Fellow Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ethan Corson announced his running mate, Salina Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Renee Duxler, today. Republican candidate Vicki Schmidt has announced Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland as her choice for her lieutenant governor. The University of Kansas Hospital Authority is suing CVS, alleging the pharmacy company and its subsidiaries diverted more than $61 million from the hospital. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has the story.
The 340B drug discount program is a federal system. It requires drug companies to lower the cost of medications for healthcare organizations that serve low-income patients. The lawsuit alleges CVS Health Corporation and its subsidiaries secretly kept almost $62 million of savings from the 340B program. The suit also alleges that when the hospital asked for an audit of CVS records, the company retaliated by terminating the agreement with KU. A CVS representative said the company doesn't comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas Board of Regents is reviewing policy changes to comply with new mandates related to diversity at state colleges. A new Kansas law bars public colleges from requiring instruction on diversity, equity, and inclusion, commonly known as DEI. Now regents must create new policies in order to comply. Regent Peter Johnston says he fears broad policies that could bar students from studying their discipline through a diversity lens.
Because what we're really talking about is seeing CRT as the singular or single or only way to see these things, which, of course, is not what the law wants us to do.
Colleges must also eliminate staff positions related to DEI and mandatory diversity training for employees. Regents must fully comply with the law by July of 2028 or risk each college using about $2 million per year. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of rain after midnight, lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain and a high in the lower 60s. It's 4:35.
All things considered, from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Ayah Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning.
Moz Bashel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Ada Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Ada, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then the Justice Department is trying to let President Trump and his companies off the hook for any past tax problems. Critics are saying this is an obvious abuse of the tax system and the legal system.
The action is extraordinary and appears unprecedented.
I feel like we say that a lot these days. How Congress and watchdog groups are responding, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
40% chance of showers late tonight. Lows around 50. 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow throughout the day. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 degrees in Topeka, 61 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It was graduate.
Hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. From BritBox, taking viewers to worlds of drama, romance, and scandal with new original period dramas featuring the other Bennett sister from the world of Jane Austen, streaming at BritBox.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
66 degrees in Topeka, 64 in Lawrence. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks for joining us today. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. That's going to happen at 5:30. At 5:36, we will hear the results of a forum that was held down in North Carolina talking about the president's job performance. Spoiler alert, they like it. Find out why coming up at just about 5:36, then at 5:44, we will get the details of a special elementary school teacher teaching a special class incorporating the World Cup into student lessons. Jody Fortino has that story coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We have a 40% chance of showers late tonight, 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, highs in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers and storms, lows in the lower 50s. 70% chance of showers and storms on Friday, highs around 70. 50% chance of showers and storms Friday night, lows in the mid-50s. And thus ends our little foray back into April. Things clearing up quite a bit over the Memorial Day weekend, expecting highs around 80 each day. It's 520.
Support for a frozen conflict?
If the blockades are lifted and there is no agreement, we can have a frozen conflict. But we have to get past this stage that we're in right now.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is what you'll hear on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado. Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence and 63 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Our news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas gubernatorial candidate Vicki Schmidt says she wants someone with agriculture experience to be her running mate. That's why she's picking Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland to be her lieutenant governor. Newland previously served as a representative in the Kansas State House before he became president of the Farm Bureau. Newland announced earlier this week that he will resign on June 1st as Farm Bureau president to become Schmidt's running mate. Schmidt, who currently serves as the state's insurance commissioner, says Newland brings a wealth of experience working with the ag community to her campaign.
Most, if not all, farmers and ranchers already know Joe, and they know that he always looks out for them.
Schmidt says if she becomes governor, she will appoint Newland to serve as her agriculture secretary. Democratic candidate Ethan Corson announced today that Renee Duxler of Salina will be his running mate, and his fellow Democrat Cindy Holscher announced last week that Casey Ohobesim of Wichita is her choice for lieutenant governor. The University of Kansas Hospital Authority is suing CVS, alleging the pharmacy company and its subsidiaries diverted more than $61 million from the hospital. Beck Shackelford-Wangonga has the details.
The 340B drug discount program is a federal system. It requires drug companies to lower the cost of medications for healthcare organizations that serve low-income patients. The lawsuit alleges CVS Health Corporation and its subsidiaries secretly kept almost $62 million of savings from the 340B program. The suit also alleges that when the hospital asked for an audit of CVS records, the company retaliated by terminating the agreement with KU. A CVS representative said the company doesn't comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wangonga.
The Kansas Board of Regents is reviewing policy changes to comply with new mandates related to diversity at state colleges. A new Kansas law bars public colleges from requiring instruction on diversity, equity, and inclusion, commonly known as DEI. Now regents must create new policies to comply. Regent Peter Johnston says he fears broad policies that could bar students from studying their discipline through a lens of diversity.
Because what we're really talking about is seeing CRT as the singular or single or only way to see these things, which of course is not what the law wants us to do.
He was referring to critical race theory. That's what the CRT he mentioned. Colleges must also eliminate staff positions related to DEI and mandatory diversity training for employees. Regents must fully comply with the law by July of 2028 or risk each college losing about $2 million per year. You're listening to KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kids around the Kansas City area are gearing up for a summer break like no other, thanks to the FIFA World Cup coming to town next month. KCUR's Jody Fortino has more on how one local elementary school teacher is making sure students know what to expect from the world's biggest soccer tournament and the different cultures that make it happen.
The hallway to Nancy Smith, and not everybody gets to travel the globe. So Smith hopes she's found a way to bring the world to her students. I'm Jody Fortino.
First World Cup match being played in Kansas City will happen on June 16th, reigning champion Argentina taking on Algeria, which has actually made Lawrence its home base for the duration of the tournament. This story comes to us from KCUR via the Kansas News Service. If you'd like to hear more stories like that, or you'd like to hear this one or share it with a friend, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 6:01, news headlines. Then at 6:06, the United States has brought criminal charges against former president of Cuba, Raul Castro, in connection with the 1996 downing of two American aircraft.
Nations and their leaders cannot be permitted to target Americans, kill them, and not face accountability.
Ader Peralta will tell us more about this historic indictment and what the next step is. It's all coming up on KPR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance of showers after midnight. Lows around 50 degrees, currently 64 in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. Listen for all 4 hours. Stop in, get what you need. Get caught up on all the news first thing in the morning here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.